The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
I met a guy, I cold called a guy, who wanted to sell his two very ugly rundown apartment buildings because he wanted to leave the country and go on some mission, do some mission work. And so his main thing for me was he's like, You can list these and sell them, but I need to sell them fast.
Yeah.
I'm ready to leave like in 2 weeks or something crazy like that. And so I go home that night and I'm thinking, how am I going to sell these two beat up, run down, crappy apartment buildings? And I thought, well, maybe he'll sell them to me. And then I thought, well, I don't have the money to buy them, but there's this thing called seller carry. And I went to him the next morning after not sleeping all night thinking about how I could do this. I go, I'll tell you what. I know how we could sell these buildings fast. We could close in 24 hours if you want to. I go, but it involves you carrying the note. I'll buy both buildings if you'll carry the loan for me. And he goes, is that legal? I go, it's completely legal. You can, as the seller, can be the bank. And I'll make payments to you every month. And then you let me do that for 1 year. And then I'll refinance those buildings and pay you completely. He goes, you sure that's legal? I go, I'm sure it's legal. And I go, and incidentally, I don't really have a down payment, but I'll pay all the closing costs. And you carry 100% financing. He's like, okay, let's do it. So this guy carried 100% financing on two apartment buildings. I made the deal, bought the two buildings from him, fixed the two buildings up with the whatever excess rent there was. Evicted all the terrible. One unit had 16 people living in it.
Wow.
I had to evict some folks. I had plumbing breaks I had to deal with. There's all kind of because he never maintained the buildings. They were terrible.
Yeah.
But I got two apartment buildings with zero down.
Wow.
He carried the note, interest only payments for 1 year. By the time the 1 year was up, I had painted the buildings, put new tenants in, turned a few of the units over, and refinanced all his money out, paid him off. And still had somewhere in the neighborhood of $200,000 in equity in those buildings. That's my first acquisition.
Wow. How many units were those in total?
A 12-unit and a 4-unit.
Wow. So you made a big splash.
Big splash. Big splash. And people didn't even know you could do that. I mean, like,
yeah.
It was like a...
How'd you find that out?
You know, I was a student of the game. So yeah. I would sit in the office. I'd stay in the office till late at night. And I'd go through the comps. There was a big binder... bunch of big binders that would detail every transaction that happened in the market. So I would flip through that book and just read about the transactions. And once in a long while, I'd see, because they would tell you what kind of financing, Bank of America or Wells Fargo, seller financed. I go, wait a minute, what's that? So I dug into that and found out that the seller could actually carry the loan.
Yeah.
Then there was another little twist called all-inclusive trust deed. Which is where the seller has a loan, but he wraps a loan around that loan and gives it to you. And so you could take over that guy's debt essentially, and basically without the bank's permission. And so that's how I bought my second deal on an all-inclusive trust deed. And that seller wanted to go fast also. So we created this. Now I'll tell you this, the banks don't love all-inclusive trust deeds because their borrower just handed the loan off to another borrower, and I never even filled out an application or anything. However, what you'll find is that as long as they're getting their payment every month, they don't trip, right?
Yeah.
If you stop paying them, they're gonna come after him and you. But as long as they're getting their money, banks don't really care. They really don't want trouble. Banks don't like foreclosing on properties, contrary to what people believe.
Mm-hmm.
Banks, if they're getting their payments, No problem. So that's how I did my second transaction. I had the seller do an all-inclusive trust deed, and I took over that building, fixed it up, created some equity, paid that loan off, paid that seller off, keep it moving. So that's how I started investing.
Yeah.
So then flash forward, I'd done 11, 12 transactions, but I still didn't have, and I was doing well, but I still didn't have the capital to do some of the big deals that I saw going across the board every morning, right? Mm-hmm. That board, we would list things like 100 units, 80 units, 250 units. And I was trying to figure out, well, how do I buy those? I want to get in the big leagues, right? I've never thought small. I've always thought maybe beyond my limitations. But I was thinking, how do I buy those? So in my travels, talking to all my clients or whatever, I'd pitch them a building. And one of my clients said, well, Darren, I don't want to buy any more buildings. But if you buy another one, I'll invest with you. I was like, wait a minute. I'm on to something here. You mean if I buy the building and I'm in control, you'd invest money in the building? I goes, yeah, I trust you. You're the smartest apartment guy.
The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
I've ever met. If you buy something else that I don't have to manage, I'll invest with you. So I pulled a few more of my clients. I was like, so George, if I bought a 50 unit building, this building, for instance, and I invited you to invest with me, would you be interested? Everyone I pulled said absolutely yes. Wow. One, because they trusted what? My expertise and my knowledge. This is what I do 24/7. I happen to be the best realtor any of them knew. So I'm saying, I'm going to go buy something. If you want to ride along, there's nothing for you to do but put money in and get returns. They all said yes. That's when my syndication business was born. And So suddenly, I started buying bigger stuff and inviting clients and people to invest with me. And lo and behold, they did it. We did well. At one point, over 800 units was what we managed and owned. And anyway, the point is that's how the larger investing business was born.
Love it. Love it. So for those who may not be familiar with what a syndication is, can you give like a basic explanation?
Yeah, the basic explanation is a syndication is a collaboration, a group of people getting together, pooling their capital to buy something. And it's led by the sponsor, who essentially is the syndicator, sponsor, mm-hmm. syndicator, use those terms interchangeably. And that's usually the person or persons, it could be more than one person, who have agreed to manage the asset, manage the partnership, manage the money, and kind of guide the partnership.
Got it. So one thing I'm picking up is that everything kind of grew from the real estate agent business. So mm-hmm. from there, you, of course, build a list of buyers, build a list of sellers, and also expertise in finding deals and turning them around fast, which then you're able to parlay into your own deals and using like the books and staying in an office and finding out how these deals are getting closed, you're able to creatively finance your first two deals with pretty much nothing yep. out of your pocket.
Yep.
And then through a conversation, you figure out, hey, all these people I'm networking with, this network I'm building, let me see if they actually be willing to invest with me. And so it seems like everything has been building on top of each other to get to the syndication business. So I think that's incredible.
It's all related. If you yep. notice, it one thing simply led to the next thing.
Exactly.
So I wasn't bouncing left and right, different industry, different. It's all in the same lane. It's just, how do I graduate inside of this real estate realm? And I'm always looking for the next thing. How do we graduate? How do I get bigger? How do I get better? And if you're constantly in growth mode, constantly like, how do I get better tomorrow than I was today? You'll start to see these things. They'll find you. You know what I mean? If you're being alert and being aware, opportunities will find you. If you're consciously saying to yourself, I want to grow, I want to get bigger, opportunities will identify themselves. Because it's amazing. Not everybody's trying to grow. Not everybody out there is trying to grow. You tend to be the exception to the rule rather than the rule if you're looking to get better. Literally get better every day. Get stronger, get smarter, get better every day. I find less than 10% of the people out there looking to do that. But growth is always on my mind. How do we take what we got now and double it? How do we get better? How do we get stronger? How do we have a better year next year? That's why, you know, every year has gotten better.
Yeah.
30 years straight.
Definitely. 30 years in, what keeps you going and hungry every day? Because I still see that passion, that desire that was, I'm sure was there in 92 and it's still there now. What keeps you going?
It might even be stronger now than it was in 92. One of the things that keeps it going is the sky is the absolute limit. I mean, I haven't achieved nearly all that I would like to achieve. There's so much more to go. I mean, look around you. There's somebody smarter, richer, better, bigger. And if they could do it, then I can do it. And the other thing that keeps me going is, and this is important, I always tell people, the minute I stop having fun doing this, I'm going to quit.
Yeah.
But there's never been 2 days alike. I've never been bored for not 10 seconds. And there's still more to be gotten. There's still more to achieve. It never goes away. And I'm always just looking for more, you know? And I don't take as many vacations as I should because I'm having too much fun working. And it pays. It pays well. It pays off. And, yeah. You know, I'm trying to build a legacy. I want my kids to play the same game and continue to grow the family's, you know, wealth or what have you. So, you know, I'm entertained. I'm completely entertained.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.